Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered 500 megabits internet for $39.99 per month, plus a $100 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi there, Patty. Meet Conan, Sona, and me.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is so exciting.
Well, we're excited too, Patty. Your name is Patty Woods. That's all I was told about you.
That's correct.
Okay.
Patty Woods is my name.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I live in Trumbull, Connecticut.
Where is Trumbull, Connecticut?
It is, it's on the coast, Fairfield County, so about an hour and a half outside of New York.
Do you go into the city a lot?
I used to before COVID. I haven't been back. So
just go in.
I'm going next week.
It's time. People have to mix it up.
It is time. I have tickets to see David Byrne next week, so that will be fun.
Oh, okay. I always, when someone mentions a different entertainer, I feel like it's a slight.
If you were available, I would ditch him in a second.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah, now you're on the right track. Yeah. Even though what David Byrne and I do is wildly different, and I'm a massive David Byrne fan, and I think he is by far the superior artist.
We're the same size suit, though.
We do, yeah. We wear similar size suits. But still, when you mentioned I'm going to go see another entertainer, that's how bad my disease is. I thought, I see. That's how we're going to play it.
No.
Well, maybe I'll talk to a different fan.
No. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh.
Sorry, Patty.
Oh,
sorry,
God.
Patty, about this. I
now
apologize.
I'm crushed.
Patty, we got off on the wrong foot, and I blame myself, tell us what you do. Tell me what makes Patty Woods a unique individual.
Well, I am a tarot reader, which I know. Don't get hung up on the stereotype. I don't have a neon sign. I'm not going to tell you you're going to die.
You're a tarot reader. So those are the cards. I'm not sure I understand. What's the difference between, say, a fortune teller that's got a crystal ball and a tarot reader?
Right. Yeah. Well, so you know, that's the stereotype, the fortune teller looking into the crystal ball, telling you scary stuff about yourself. I am not that. I use cards, tarot cards, and they're there for as a tool to give direction, to look at things in your life that maybe you've missed or you're ignoring.
Oh,
possibilities.
Okay. How did you get into this?
Well, I'm the youngest of five kids, and my mother was always telling us about our family was from Bohemia, and my great grandfather was like a mystic, and so there was always this mysterious atmosphere. My mother would read our tea leaves for fun, and so I was always drawn to that kind of stuff. And then one day my sister brought a deck of cards home, and I was like, what are those? I was immediately drawn to them, and it's just, they spoke to me. It's like another language. And I just started reading for family and friends and just kept going with it.
How do you know when it's going, when you're doing it well? Are you able to tell things to people that really resonate? Like they say, oh, wait, that's true. Really?
Sometimes you never know what's going to come out of the cards. Like for example, I was doing one reading and this woman wanted to know about her love life, her job, blah, blah. But I was like, this is going to sound really weird. I'm like, do you have chickens? And she was like, yeah, actually I have chickens. And it turned out, I said, one of these chickens is being bullied. You need to address
this.
Oh
no.
This is a real recurring theme on this podcast. Chickens. Been coming up a lot.
It's been coming up
really?
A lot. Animals bullying other animals.
Chickens?
Just animals bullying animals, which is something I will not stand for, by the way.
No.
I'm like, Noah had this problem on the ark, you know, the constant bullying. The camels were just assholes. They were constantly wandering over and bullying the skunks until he confined the camels to an entirely separate part of the ark. Look, this is history. It's a fact.
Ironically, though, the bulls were very nice.
Oh, the bulls could not have bullied less. That's something that is quite stunning. Patty, I'm just going to ask you one question. The woman who you said, by any chance, you have chickens, you saw chicken feathers in her hair, didn't you?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You did.
I did not.
And you're allergic to chicken feathers, and you started sneezing, and then you went, by the way, is there a chicken in your life? And she said, oh, my God, you're a mystical, magical portal into another world.
Was she holding a chicken?
No.
Okay.
She was in a city setting, too. Oh. So that it was totally bizarre.
But a chicken had driven her over to your apartment.
Possibly.
Listen,
possibly.
I'm just saying, Patty, I am, as you can probably tell, one of the finest.
Skeptic.
Not a skeptic. I call myself a detective of the mind. And I'm just looking. I have to probe. I have to ask questions to make sure that you're the real deal. That's all.
Absolutely. So I love that.
Well, maybe you could tell me something about myself.
I would love to. Do I have permission to pull a card for you?
Yes, ooh, you do have permission to pull a card. Okay. Shuffle.
Yep. See, okay. I'm shuffling. That sound, it's not pulled out.
That sound you're hearing is the shuffling of cards?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
This is exciting. Okay, Conan. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you got this beautiful Six of Cups.
Okay.
I'll describe it.
Yeah, so it's like there's... Describe the picture.
There's two children. Mm-hmm. It's a very sunny, happy card. One of the children is offering the other a bouquet of flowers.
Okay.
And there's a real sense of nostalgia in this card. Mm. So I would say it's maybe somebody from your past has been on your mind. Maybe you need to connect with them right now.
Let me think. Past. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. Well, that's just such a broad statement. So yes, often there are people in our past that are on our minds.
Okay. Yes.
I drew a line. When I became famous in 1993, I decided to cut all ties with everyone before then.
Well, here's and the other part.
That's what you're supposed to do. Harrison Ford told me that's what you're supposed to do, and I did it. So I don't speak to, I've not spoken to my parents, my brothers, my sisters. Anyone from pre-fame had to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the other thing. You need to offer an olive branch to somebody. It's time for forgiveness.
Wow.
So,
Well, if only there was someone close to me who I probably owed an apology to. Who would that be?
And
oh, I see you guys.
I just pulled the high priestess. I think that's Sona.
Hey!
I'm offended.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why does
I haven't gotten to you yet, Matt.
Okay.
I have
priestess.
Okay, so Sona is the high priestess. That's the card you just pulled. And Sona, I do think of you as a high priestess.
Yeah, you're often high.
You apologize? You are.
No, I don't apologize yet until I know. Patty, what do I have to apologize to Sona for, do you think?
Oh, my God.
I will tell. I know what you have to apologize to her for.
What?
Everything. For calling her bad on one of the previous podcasts.
Thank
one of,
you, Patty.
Wait. Did you say one? Yes. Did you say one of the previous
thank
podcasts?
Thank you, Patty.
Yes.
No,
It wasn't.
Patty, I have demeaned her work ethic in every episode of the podcast.
On principle.
But you specifically called her bad. And although I did understand where you were coming from.
Yeah.
Patty, come on. Thing.
So, no, not in being bad, but in your rationalization of it. So, but I digress.
She uses my name to get like reservations and drinks at restaurants that I'm not going to. That's bad. That is bad. She brought a dog to a restaurant that doesn't allow dogs because she knew that I was going to be joining her there, and she thought the wait staff won't say anything if Conan O'Brien's there. These are the actions of a terrible person.
He makes large groups of people laugh at me, and then he forces me to high-five him immediately after he's made
terrible.
Fun of me. Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
He does that. He had everybody calling me a vampire for the first like 3 years that I worked for him.
Do you not drink the blood of the living so that you can live forever? Do you not, Sona?
I don't, actually. I don't do that because I'm not a vampire. I don't even know. You know why it started? Because I was speaking Armenian to my grandma and he said it sounded like I was arguing with Dracula.
It did sound... There was a lot of grabby, grabby, groovy. And it just sounded, that's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like Dracula was trying to talk to a fellow vampire and trying to get him down on the price of a used car. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. What, what strabi, does he have strabi, to apologize
strabi,
to
drabi, drabi. And so I just, I didn't know. So I came out and I was legitimately describing what I had heard. And so, listen.
I will say, Sona, I'm looking at your Zoom background. I don't see a single crucifix hanging on the wall.
And guess what?
You're right. Everyone who's not a vampire has massive crucifixes hanging on the wall.
Several times I've visited, and of course I was raised very Catholic and come from a very Catholic background and family. I've given Sona crucifixes and said, here, this is for your home. I picked this up in Rome. It's really beautiful. And she goes... and knocks it out of my hand, and then it bursts into flames. On the way in today, Sona, I was thinking about just how much has changed over the years.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, we were all dancing the jitterbug and the watusi. Okay. And then you grow up now, and there's mosh pits, and everything's gone cuckoo. There's this new thing called rap. I don't know what's happening anymore. But guess what? In a world full of change, there's one thing that hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. The great taste of Miller Lite. Are you with me on this?
Oh, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And you know, another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling.
Yeah.
I hate a filling beer. Yeah. When I have a filling beer, I just want to sit down in a beanbag chair for 6 days, but not with Miller Lite. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Mm-hmm. Back in 1975, the big debate in America was what's more important, that it's less filling, Miller Lite, or it tastes great.
Yeah.
The cool thing is when we all realized it's both.
Okay.
It's less filling and it tastes great.
Yeah, all right. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Conan. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer.
Yeah.
Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Somebody once gave me for Secret Santa all vampire gifts because everybody on the show thought of me as a vampire. And so someone once gave me a bottle of wine that looked like blood. They gave me a thing of...
Look what you've done. I want to give Patty... Let's make this about Patty for a second because,
I know.
Sona, no one really believes that you're bullied in any way.
You owe me an apology. You owe me an apology.
Yeah.
Patty,
I tried, Sona.
Patty, what you've done... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very quickly is with one tarot card, or actually two, because of the High Priestess one. But basically, with the pulling of two cards, you opened up this whole world, this rift, this portal into a listen, admittedly sick world, but that's that is a gift. You got us talking.
That is what they're there to do, to make the connections.
Can
right?
you tell me anything about a past life or a future life?
Oh yeah.
No one ever talks about a future life. Like, who am I going to be in the next life? They're always obsessed with the last life.
Oh, you want to know who you're going to be in the future life?
Yeah,
that's a great question.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I know in the past life, I do not believe that I was a historic figure in the past life. I think I was probably just a wise ass in a field who was killed by other farmers for talking
too
much.
Your future life is going to be the one like rare example of where someone can go, hey, I think I was someone big in the past life. I was Conan O'Brien.
Hey, Matt, that's cool.
That's pretty
Matt,
wild,
that's the sweetest sure. thing. The idea that in the future, people will still talk about me, know who I well, am.
This guy will, at least.
Yeah, okay. This guy will have to do an extensive search, an extensive internet search to find out who Conan O'Brien is.
Who's Conan it's not, Gray?
Yeah. I was a great pop star. I was Conan Gray. No! I come from beyond the grave. Conan O'Brien! I'm sorry, Patty.
Okay, so that's okay.
So who am I going to be in the future?
This is kind of interesting, actually. Your future life is going to involve a lot of hard work.
Boo.
However, I think you will also be
By the way,
a deep sleeper. You're going to take a lot of naps in the day. Well, so I'm going to say that you're a Taurus, first of all. But you have the Ace of Swords. I think I'm going to say, which is very interesting that we're looking at the future. I think it's a Civil War reenactor.
Oh, my God, your dream job.
Well, yeah. First of all, I did a remote. You can look it up on YouTube where I went to Atlanta and I was a Civil War reenactor. So I've done that. I think I was terrible. I went on, I don't know if you remember this one, Sona, but I sat around a campfire and all I did was talk about my mama's peach pie and how I was going to cross the river over yonder. And man, all I did was babble like a chimp the whole time.
Maybe this is like karmatic punishment where you didn't do it right in this life. And so you're
exactly.
forced to be a Civil War reenactor.
You know what? I was the first Civil War reenactor. I was a Union soldier, and I was killed by other Union soldiers.
Yep,
they were done with you.
They killed me with bayonets and with rocks. Well, okay, so it's going to be a lot of hard work and some sleeping, and then you took this crazy leap to Civil War reenactor.
Yeah, yeah. So I was just getting like a vision of who you were, because I think you just work hard during the day. It's not a very, you're in the spotlight now, so in your next life, you're not going to be in the spotlight. It's just going to be kind of a mundane life, but then you get to do this stuff on the weekends with the reenacting.
That's cool.
Well, what a chilling vision of the future.
Well,
you'll work hard during the week, but you'll take a lot of naps and you'll be a Civil War reenactor on the weekends.
Look, not every life can be exciting.
No, yeah. Trust me. Matt, tell us, right? Well, not every life can be exciting.
Yeah, I'm living my future life.
No. You have a very good time at those swap meets.
I don't go to swap meets.
Yo, please, you do.
I go to
Do you have any Bakelite? I'm looking for those Bakelite cups that were made in the early 50s that have a mint green tint.
Patty, could I borrow that sword from that card?
Actually, I pulled the same card for Matt twice, so I have to address this. Three of Pentacles. Matt, right now, I think you're too focused on... Sorry, Conan. You're too focused on your work. You need to look up. You need to have a little more fun.
Literally look up?
Yeah. Sorry.
I do think that Matt could have more fun.
What?
I don't want him to focus less on his work. And I will say this, a rare compliment. I try not to compliment Matt or Sona because it goes against the grain of everything I believe in. No. But Matt does a terrific job, works very hard to make this podcast, to take our ramblings and foolishness and forge it into something somewhat professional. So I hope that he doesn't turn away from his work. But I do want Matt to have more fun. He's got a new baby, he and his wife. And yay, I think what the cards are saying is it's time to leave your family hit the club scene.
I think the cards are clearly saying, like, I should be released and dismissed right now to go be with my family and have fun. Right, literally. Right.
How old is your...
She's almost 6 months.
Yeah, there's no fun yet. It's a lot of spitting up and glibble, blibble, blabble, blooble. There's nothing happening.
You need to take a trip. You need to plan a trip.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The best time to plan a trip, and this is as foretold by the cards, is when you have a 6-month-old.
She said dada already.
Aww.
Oh.
It wasn't me she was talking about.
I know. I was going to say. She was looking at a photo of Spiro Agnew that you have taped to the wall. Patty, tell me how I can help you. I'm not going to say you've helped us because it's frankly been a lot of craziness. But and who can say? Who can really say? But how can I help you?
How we can help her?
Yeah,
I have some James Bond tarot cards. I can pull them for you.
Oh, I would love that.
Really? Okay.
Hold
you
on.
Have them? Oh, my God. Of course he has.
James Bond tarot cards.
Are those... Well, can I ask a question? Are those from the movie...
Live and Let Die.
Okay.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old are those?
I think they're from the era. So that movie came out in 73. So there's...
I love that movie.
I do,
I really love Live and Let Die. Of course, probably the best Bond song of all time. Thank you, Paul McCartney and Wings. Oh my God! Look at
those.
Those
are awesome.
That's
and
there's really a pretty.
Okay, you have to remember that. So you've got your cards out, and
do I shuffle?
Yes, shuffle. Give them a good shuffle. Put your energy into them. Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's exciting. Wow. Remember, this is a podcast. It's not a. It's a. You, it's a. It's
I'll,
not a.
I'll vis- shuffle more into my.
It's not a visual medium. So there you go. That's great.
All right, then what do I do, Patty?
Okay, now you can spread them out and feel the energy. Feel which one is calling your name.
Okay.
Which one you want to pick.
Okay, this is for you, Patty. So, all right, I got it.
Gosh, really concentrate. So concentrate here, Matt.
Got it.
Concentrate.
So, okay. Patty, it's the king of coins.
Yeah, cha-ching. Excellent.
Whoa.
Oh, Patty.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
here
Patty.
Comes the money. Here it comes.
Patty, yep. You are supposed to be this... You're supposed to be this religious, spiritual figure that's leading us to a higher purpose, and you shout cha-ching the minute your card is
just
pulled?
Like the rest of them. Just like, in fact, look at the next card. The fool.
That's my favorite card.
Oh.
You love the fool?
I do. It's about going through life just with no cares, meeting what comes at you. You know, you don't need to be so structured and planned all the time.
You know what? That's interesting to me because I feel that I've gone through life as the fool, but I'm not a carefree person, right, Sona?
No, not at all. I know. That was not a description of you.
No, but what I'm saying is I always thought of, if someone was going to assign me the card, they might say you're the fool. And I do think I embody some aspects of the fool, clearly, but I'm not a carefree chappy.
You're not.
No. Well, I did your astrology too, Conan.
Oh.
You're an Aries.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's very powerful. It's very much a leadership sign. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of working against the carefree. But your moon is Aquarius. So you have this underlying current of mysticism too.
Yeah, so. I do have very mystical powers.
What?
Yeah. Patty, I just want to say I pulled the last card for you, and it's just an ad for the complete illustrated book of James Bond.
It's an ad for the book, the James Bond book. Okay. Well, that means,
right.
Hey, cha-ching. You know,
yeah.
That's...
Yeah, cha-ching.
All right. Well, Patty, this has been illuminating. And do you think our paths will cross, Patty? What is your instinct? What does your powers tell you? Do you think we will?
Oh my God! I pulled a card. It's the Lovers. Absolutely. I think we should team up on something.
Wait. Well, you know, I'm married. I can't.
I understand. I am too.
And also,
but maybe we're soulmates.
But also, what are we doing? We're marriage, it's such a ethereal bond. It's so, we live in the stars, you know?
That's
so
right.
Who's to say that, why are we constrained by these lowly, these lowly bonds and chains that we have forged, this bureaucratic system of marriage? You and I are beyond that.
Absolutely. That's your Aquarius coming out there, baby. Yep.
Yeah, put it back in.
Your Aquarius is showing. Well, Patty, very nice talking to you. Seriously, very. And thank you for sharing your powers with us. And best of luck. And I see thank good you. Things ahead for you.
Thank you.
I do.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I have.
That.
And by the way, I have no powers, so that meant nothing.
Yes, you do. Everyone has powers.
Well, clearly.
Yeah, it's thank you, Conan. And Sona, I hope you get your apology.
Thank you. I hope so, too. Thank you, Patty.
You know what?
I'm trying.
Guess what, Patty? She will in the next life.
Oh.
Bye, Patty.
Bye.
Bye, Conan. Bye, Sona. Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.